goodsuccess.com.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege of being in your presence again. Thank you because we know that no one will return back the same way, and everyone will sure have an encounter of a lifetime. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The topic remains the law of nurture, how to have good success in the new year, part 2. Last week, the topic was how to have good success in the new year, and we looked at the law of the first. Today, we are looking at the law of nurture. But before we continue, let's read some scriptures. Revelation 3:2, it says, "Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God." And Hebrews 12:12 says, "Therefore strengthen the ends which hang down and the feebleness." Praise the Lord. We do understand that to nurture is to keep alive. To nurture is to give power to growth. You know, the power for growth. If you want something to grow, what you do is to nurture it. What we don't feed dies. It just dies a natural death. Whatever we don't feed, whatever we don't protect, whatever we don't water, whatever we don't give attention to, just dies. It's natural, it's easy, it's simple. Love that we don't feed turns to hatred is just a matter of time. And wisdom we don't improve upon with knowledge becomes stale and becomes eventual foolishness. For example, if you're trying to use the wisdom that they used to create the first car in maybe 19 something or several hundreds of years ago, and you want to use the same wisdom to create the cars they are using now, you know, you can use some of the principles, but you know, you can't use the same wisdom to create it. So we understand that wisdom that we don't improve upon becomes stale eventually. Innovation that is not improved upon, it's no longer useful. It becomes redundant and nobody wants to use it. It's just a matter of time. And redundancy is when someone has refused to become better. When somebody's skills are no longer relevant. When we refuse to nurture what is important to us, redundancy happens. The law of life and death works in almost everything on earth. Things die when we do not feed them. So, the law of nurture is the law that tells us how to feed, how to improve upon, how to grow the things that are important to us. In this new year, if you really want to have good success indeed, we need to understand that there are several areas of our lives that we need to nurture, that we need to feed, that we need to give attention to for us to have that good success we are expecting. What does it mean to nurture? What does it mean to give attention to something? According to Google, to nurture means to bring up. You know, these are the synonyms: to bring up, to care for, to provide, to attend to take care of, to look after, to rear. Like cattle rearing other cattle, or you are rearing a cattle in itself. Then to support, to raise, to foster, to parent, to mother, to tend, to feed, to nourish, to encourage, to promote, to stimulate, to develop, to cultivate, to further advance, to boost forward, to contribute to be conducive to assist, to help. You know, everything we are mentioning now talks about that thing changing levels and becoming better by the day. That is what nurture is. The proof of genuine nurture is growth. If whatever you had before and you still have now is not better than it used to be, then it's not growing. It's not growing because it's not being nurtured, or because it's not being nurtured appropriately. So this year, if you and I are going to have the good success we so desire, we need to understand that there is a lot of work for you and I to do to nurture the things that are important to us. And we're going to mention some of those areas of life very soon. So some of the questions we need to ask is it growing or dying? Is my love growing or dying? Is my love for God growing or dying? Is my business growing or dying? Is my career getting better or worse? Stronger or weaker? Is it consistent in functionality or malfunctioning and cannot be trusted? Those are the questions we need to ask ourselves about different areas of life that are important to us this year. In every area of life, we are supposed to grow and become better and better and better by the day. But if you are not getting better, it's because we are not nurturing that area of life. So, what are the components of nurture? What can I look for to make me know that I'm actually nurturing a relationship or nurturing a career or business or spiritual life or my physical health? What are the components of nurture? What are the things I need to put in place? Number one is feed. To feed is to give the right food or balanced diet to anything. Of course, if you're talking about a relationship now with somebody, that means giving the person the attention he deserves or she deserves. And if it's business, that means I'm also giving it the attention it deserves. I'm feeding it. I'm getting better people to work with, or I'm improving upon myself. I'm doing what it takes to grow that business. Feed. You are feeding it. You are giving it what it takes. What it didn't have before, you are now giving it so that it can grow. Then water. Then to weed. Just like we did in how to handle odds and offenses. To weed. When you weed, it means you are removing the things that are not important. The things that are deterring growth. The things that are hindering the growth of that thing. You are actually removing it. For example, I'm going to mention some areas of life. For example, in your children, if you see some characters you don't want, because you are nurturing the child, you begin to weed those things off. You begin to remove those things. You begin to talk to them. This is not how things need to be done. If they need to be disciplined, they are to be disciplined. If you see something in your business that is not what you want to see, you begin to take action. If you need to learn better to become better so that you can take care of that aspect of business, you begin to do what it takes. In your career, if you see that all the people that met me in this business are growing and are being promoted and I'm not being promoted, that means you need to wake up, do some certifications, do some things to become better in that area of life. Then attention. If you don't pay attention to anything, all your feeding, all your watering, all your weeding will be useless, because you won't even know what to feed, what to water, because you're not paying attention. For example, something you're planting a crop, and what it needs now is sunlight and not just watering. You are watering, you're doing everything. What we need now is to know even the areas of life that need the attention of that thing. Now, another thing you need to do to nurture is to protect. Are you firm? Are you prepared for any eventuality that may come up? If you're going to protect something, you need a lot of attention. Whatever you need to protect, you need to be firm and be prepared for any eventuality. We're going to understand this more as we go on. What are the dangers of neglect? Because neglect is the opposite of nurture. If you don't nurture something, that means you're neglecting it. Many marriages have failed because of neglect. Many jobs have been lost because of neglect. Because somebody is, taking for granted his boss or his business or his work. Or somebody thinks, I'm the best in this business. Just like Nokia is out of business, almost out. They no longer have a name. They used to be the name, but now they don't have a name. If they are even still existing, they are just trying to maybe make some money. That's what they are doing now. But they used to be the name. Just like Apple, just like Samsung. That is what Nokia used to be, the name, the only name, so to say. Now, who knows all these, camera, Minolta, all these, big names in cameras and all that in those days. Do we know their names? This generation upcoming, do they even know them? Now, they are gone. Why? Because of some neglects along the line. Simple thing can be very dangerous when they are neglected. Now, what are the dangers of neglect? Malfunction. If something begins to malfunction, it means they are being neglected. If a relationship, if your children, if your work, if your business, your health, your body, your mental state begins to malfunction, that means neglect may have been in place. Sickness is one of the signs of neglect too. If you and I neglect our health, we are not eating healthy, we are not doing what we are supposed to do, sickness is just a sign that you are not doing what you're supposed to do. Or something has been exposed to what it's not supposed to be exposed to. Weakness. is a sign of neglect too. For example, a relationship used to be very strong, but now is weak. Every little thing leads to fight, leads to argument. Neglect may just have been in place. Then death is the ultimate of every form of neglect. Death. I pray we not experience death in any area of our lives in Jesus' name. And anything dying or dead will be resurrected by the power of God in Jesus' name. So what should we nurture? What should we nurture? Number one, our spiritual lives need to be nurtured. Revelation 3:2 that we read earlier says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. That means that person, which could be you and I, have neglected many areas of our spiritual lives. Some of us, we have not neglected everything, but we have neglected some. Maybe some of us used to worship for long hours before or long time before. Yes, life happened, you became busier, children came in and all that. But God is saying, nurture that area of life again. Nurture your spirituality again. The principle you were used to, because you were so free then, may not work. Find a new way to be able to nurture your spiritual life. Now, this, our generation, we don't have any excuse. Because we can hear the word of God almost anywhere. You're in the toilet, you can play your phone, you can listen to messages, you can listen to music, you can listen to gospel things around you. We can always feed our spiritual lives. In ages past, it wasn't like that. So God is telling you and I that feed your spiritual life. Beyond what you did last year. If you did well last year, fine, good. Congratulations to you and I. But God is saying this year, we are to grow. We want to have good success this year. Remember that every good success deserves a better good success. If you had good success in any area last year, it's supposed to be better this year. So you and I need to improve in our spiritual lives. If you are praying for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes, we want to add more. We want to add more. We want to add more. And I pray that grace is released to you and I in Jesus' name. Eli is an example of a redundant prophet, a redundant Christian. Many Christians have stopped feeding their spirits, so they have become irrelevant in the kingdom. But the good news for you and I is that when there is life, there is hope. If we choose to resume feeding our spirits, we can become relevant once again. We can grow once again. We can become better and sensitive in the spirit once again. Then number two, what should we nurture? We should nurture our marriage and relationships. For those of us who are married and those planning to get married, and even friends, family, we should nurture the relationships. We become better. We should become better than we were before. The place of weeding is not the place of feeding. Now, when you are protecting a relationship, it has a place, but it is not the same as feeding the relationship. They are all part of the plan. So we should all make plan this year. Whatever happened last year, we can overcome it this year. That's if anything negative happened last year in our relationships, we can become better this year. But we should understand that no marriage, no relationship becomes better except it is worked upon. If you don't work on it, it will just keep going down and down and down. And remember that because of the cost, things just die naturally by themselves. So if you don't feed that thing, if you don't feed our relationships, it will just keep going down and going down. But that will not be our portion in Jesus' name. Amen. So we need to understand and look back. What were we doing before we got married? What were we doing before that made everything work well? Now, maybe you're fighting with your sister or your brother or with your colleague at work or something. For everyone listening or that will listen to the recording, we need to understand that we need to check back. What did we do before that was working? Now, let's begin to make it work again. Then number three, children. For those of us who are married or, of course, going to marry and have children, we need to know that in this age where we can almost not do without TV for our children, the least we can do is to decide what they watch. We need to nurture our children in the way and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6:4 says that we need to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now, when we talk about admonition, it's not just about reading the scriptures. Of course, they need to read the scriptures. But we need to guide them in every area of life. Because the amount of information these children are taking in from TV is so enormous. So we need to decide what they watch. They don't have to watch what their friends watch. They are different. They are children of God. They are special. and we need to bring them up as kings and priests for the kingdom of God and also to reign on earth. So we need to be conscious, to pay attention to all the things, all the friends they relate with, all the TVs they watch, all the people they relate with, all the people we leave them with. We need to be conscious about that. And even for those who are going to get married, we need to plan ahead that these are the measures we're going to put for our children. What are the things we need to nurture this year for good success, for all-round good success? Our business and career. We've said it before, avoid redundancy. Redundancy is when somebody becomes not useful again or something becomes not useful again. We need to avoid that. How do we avoid that? Develop yourself. Read more. Study more. Become better in that field. Anything. You can have success in almost anything. People have become millionaires selling water. Water is free. You can almost get water anywhere. It falls from the sky, but people are still selling water and becoming millionaires. So nobody really has an excuse. If you have a business, if you have a career, you can make success out of it. All we need to do is pay attention, do what it takes, and we surely have good success in Jesus' name. So which areas of life do we need to nurture this year? Our physical life. Eating and living right continues to be more challenging in this fast-paced and sugar-driven world. We need to know that it is our responsibility, your responsibility, my responsibility, to make sure we are physically fit, that we eat right. Sugar is sweet and it's addictive. Many people may not know. That is why when you see cake, you just almost cannot take your face off, even when you think, oh, I'm going to cut off all the sugar. But we need to be disciplined to eat right. It's not just about sugar. We need sugar too in our body, but we just need the right quantity. That's it. There is almost anything that we don't need to eat. We need so many nutrients in our body, but we just need to be able to choose the right measure of each one. If you eat cake once a week, I don't think it will cause you any harm. But if you make it your food and you are eating the morning, afternoon, night, then there will be a problem. You know, we need to be physically fit. This year, we need to nurture our physical health. Then our mental well-being, we need to nurture it. If before you used to get agitated and frightened and scared and, you know, despondent about any challenge that comes, what do we do this year? We need to grow our faith. We need to become better. It's not even just about reading the Bible. We need to read even books about psychology. How do I handle my mental health? There are books about that. You can see that in the Bible. You can see that in normal books. We need to grow. And this year, grow in our emotional intelligence. Learn how to relate with people. Learn how to handle things. Learn how to handle anger. Last year, we used to be super angry. This year, what do? We cut it down. We become better at it. Because if you succeed in every other thing, you make a lot of money and you are not happy, the person is still not successful. So what God wants to give us is all-round success. So how does nurture bring about good success? Remember the law of continuity. If you continue in doing what is right, if you continue in nurturing every aspect of our lives, then we can expect good success in it. There is nothing that we want to continue succeeding in that doesn't require nurture. So if you want to continually succeed in every aspect of life, we need to understand that nurture is the key. Continuity is the key. Consistency is the key. We see that all these laws of success actually revolve around each other. Consistency talks about you doing it the way you are doing it over and over again, doing it in the same measure. Continuity talks about not stopping at all. And growth talks about increasing it. Nurture talks about increasing what you are doing to be able to have a better result. So this year, look at all those areas of life. Many of us are going to enter into prayer and fasting for the year and all that. Maybe some people have done it already, but this is still the first part of the year. We've ended the first week, just like we said last week. The race has begun. 1 week is gone. Now, 1 month is almost going. Before we know it fast, many people are going into prayer and fasting. Plan. What am I going to pray about? What are the things I need to achieve this year? Write them down. Anything is achievable. All we need to know is, remember the law of continuous progress. Just make sure you progress continually. Take a step after the other. And we see that almost anything is achievable. You can climb any mountain just by taking a step after the other. So nurture the same way, that's how nurture works. If you are able to succeed in nurturing something today, you can just repeat it tomorrow. Repeat next tomorrow. Before you know it, it becomes a habit. And it's normal and natural again. That relationship that is failing or that is getting weaker or you know, inconsistent can be made consistent. All you and I need to do is to decide to make sure it succeeds, to decide that we do what is required, to decide that this year I'm going to succeed. I want to have good success this year intentionally. Remember the law of intentionality. You are intentional that this year I want to have good success and make sure, just like we said earlier, don't make ambiguous expectations for yourself. In my spiritual life, I used to pray 5 minutes. Now I want to pray 15 minutes by the end of the year. Simple. You can now end up praying 1 hour by the end of the year, but just make it simple. One goal, if possible, one goal for each area. Now in my business, I used to sell in thousands or hundreds of thousands. I want to get into the realm of millions by the end of the year. Simple, short, clear. Then when it's clear, you can now begin to nurture and grow the aspect of life. So let's listen to the episode last week again. And this week, let's remember that whatever we don't nurture, whatever we don't feed, whatever we don't pay attention to, we naturally die. I pray that nothing dies in your hand this year. I pray that your business will not die, your career will not die, and you yourself will not die, but live in the name of Jesus. God has ordained this year to be your year of laughter, the year where you have reasons to rejoice, and I pray so shall it be for you and I, in Jesus' name. Amen. We have come to the end of the episode today. I hope you've been blessed. Let's take some comments. If you have any comments or questions, you can just ask. Everyone can unmute themselves. And if you have any question, you can ask, or comments, you can just make it before we come to a close today. Praise God.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening.
Well, sir, thanks so much. Wow. This is actually a great push, a great challenge. As I was hearing it, it was like king of my buttocks. Yeah, areas I need to actually develop myself in. Yeah, I need to nurture so many things and grow in them. But this is actually a challenge for tonight's podcast. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, praise God.
Sir.
Yeah. Do you have any questions or comments or testimonies?
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. Happy New Year.
All right. I've been really blessed because today's topic speaks about my life. There are some places I'm really neglected. And I pray that the Lord grants me grace to pick up those places. I'm forward. Thank you for allowing God to use it for us. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for listening. And I pray that God will help all of us. You know, the word today is for all of us, not just for anybody. Even as I'm speaking it, I'm talking to myself. You know, when God sends his word, it works for everyone. So me too, I'm ready to make adjustments and nurture whatever is dying or weak or, you know, malfunctioning. And I know that by the end of the year, all of us will be rejoicing in our good success, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's pray. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the privilege to learn again at your feet. We thank you because we know your word has come to us. Your word has come with its two-edged sword to comfort, to encourage, to challenge us, and to even correct us. Help us to do what it takes. When your word comes out, it comes with the Spirit. Let the Spirit of your word also push us to begin to do the right things, in Jesus' name. By the end of this year, we surely all celebrate and rejoice together, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. See you next week. And please invite someone, share it on your Facebook page. And then we all have these snippets that I added to my Facebook today. We'll all have it for us to share, that we can all share on our status. It will be easy, it will be shorter, maybe like 2 minutes. We can just share on our status to encourage others to join. This year, we are expecting a lot of people to start joining the live broadcast, not just listening to the recording. And God bless us to do that too, in Jesus' name. Amen. Then we also need some volunteers this year. People will be helping with a lot of things that will be, you know, posting on social media, doing many other things. If God listens to your heart, you can just join too. God bless you and see you next week. Amen.
Thank you, sir. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Good night, sir.
Yes, good night. thegoodsuccess.com.